This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A fresh take on an ARPG with tons of customization. This is your IGN review of The Last Epoch by Gabriel Moss. Battle-weary Diablo 4 and Path of Exile fans may finally have some common ground. Last Epoch has hacked and slashed its way out of a 5-year early access period, and the 1.0 release of this ARPG strikes a fine balance between the approachability and high-speed action of Diablo 4 and the absurdly complex character build diversity of Path of Exile. That's thanks to a skill system that's both easy to understand and offers tons of room to fine-tune your character however you'd like. Last Epoch's roughly 20-hour campaign, however, only manages to start fresh before devolving into a derivative mess, though that's somewhat forgivable when it's basically just there to get you to its engaging endgame anyway. If you can stomach that, as well as some technical clunkiness that is most apparent in Last Epoch's online multiplayer, the climb to level 100 is lined with mountains of great loot, fun fights, and meaningful power boosts that made it well worth sinking dozens of hours into. New travelers start by choosing one of 5 standard characters, all of which are exactly what longtime ARPG fans would expect in any Diablo-inspired campaign. It's got the usual cast of sword and shield-wielding sentinels, spell-slinging mages, and, my personal favorite, undead-summoning acolytes. These characters each have a firm identity and playstyle, which means you can't make a bad choice. And once you've made your pick, you're off to the visually appetizing high fantasy world of Aetera, which is chronically ravaged by a captivating menagerie of evil gods, undead armies, and a gnawing void that's conspiring to eat the planet from within, like purple mold on a giant orange. Last Epoch sets itself apart from the competition, however, by introducing several new layers to its otherwise conventional systems, like Ward, which acts as a regenerating shield on top of your health pool, or your mana pool being able to dip into the negatives, which acts as a natural cooldown between spells. That makes its action feel deeper and more methodical than Diablo 3 or Diablo 4, without overcomplicating that simple yet satisfying ARPG loop. There's plenty of blood and gore to be found while fighting through swarms of zombies, sword-wielding birds, and giant enemy crabs, but this story takes a few steps back from Diablo's demonic edge. Gear is also way more exciting in Last Epoch than in, say, Diablo 4, thanks to its excellent crafting system, which lets you use glyphs and scrolls to fundamentally rebuild entire pieces of equipment. I love the fact I might randomly find items that introduce entirely new mechanics, too. For instance, a belt that makes my necromancer unleash a wave of frost every time I use a healing potion, freezing every monster nearby and leaving them as easy pickings for my minions. Instead of hunting for gear to support a specific build, it often works the other way around. I'll be inspired to retool my character's skill specializations and passives if I find a particularly interesting armament. Regardless of whether you play online or not, Last Epoch's faction system provides an excellent extra layer of choice. If you join the Merchant's Guild, you'll gain access to the auction house-like bazaar, which allows you to easily and conveniently trade amongst other players on the same server. If you prefer to play alone, or if you're playing completely offline, it's great that there's instead the option to join the Circle of Fortune. Joining that faction grants prophecies, which increase the drop rate of specific types of loot at the cost of being limited in your ability to trade or share items with other players. There's an astounding amount of stuff going on under the hood of these systems, and thanks to Last Epoch's intuitive user interface, learning how they all work was rarely as overwhelming to me as, for example, the cosmic horror I experienced when opening the skill tree for the first time in Path of Exile. In that sense, Last Epoch is probably the best first ARPG choice for anyone looking for a modern game that'll let them ramp up their action role-playing skill set before trying other, more complicated options in the genre. Last Epoch is an impressive, time-bending action RPG that combines rich customization with modern action. In the mechanical sense, it serves as an important stepping stone between Diablo and Path of Exile, but even without making direct comparisons, it competently stands on its own merits thanks to a flurry of unique, intertwining systems and a strong endgame that make it difficult to resist pouring an entire weekend into its endless loops. Just don't let its poorly told story or the handful of bugs that have yet to be squashed discourage you from seeing this adventure through to the end of time. The Last Epoch's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on The Last Epoch, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.